Sometimes I wish I had a time machine and could travel back in time and see what it was really like in places like ancient Rome.
Oh, no, you don't. For a start, you wouldn't be able to stand the smell. Smell.
There are animals all over the place and they're dropping poo.
And not just the animals. The people often threw their waste into the middle of the road.
Watch out below.
There's even a story that a cow escaped and ran into a block of Roman flats. It kept running up the stairs with everyone chasing it till it reached the top. Then it panicked and it ran straight out of the window, four stories up.
Watch out below.
And a lot of the smells might come from the public toilets. Well, more a big pot on the corner of the street.
I thought the Romans had those wonderful sewers, sir.
They did, but they didn't want to waste the men's wee. It was too valuable.
Valuable? For what?
For washing clothes. Nothing like a drop of wee in the washing water to get the stains out.
But the Romans must all go around smelling like toilets.
Well,
they do. Phew. And I bet it's not very healthy.
That's why we're here today, to study Roman medicine. Roman medicine was a mixture of common sense and daftness. Many doctors were Greek slaves who had been set free because the groovy Greeks knew more than the Romans about medicine. Other men became doctors because they were useless at everything else they tried.
A bit like traffic wardens today.
And, like traffic wardens today, Roman doctors often hung around on street corners. They would try to attract patients. Look, there's one over there.
Hello, missus. Oh, you're walking badly. Want a cure for this aching old legs, lady?
Who you calling old? Got a cure for broken chase, have you?
Got a cure? You tell me your problem, I'll cure you.
Well, my son keeps having blackouts and falling over.
Give him this to drink. It's the warm blood from a dead gladiator. The fresher, the better.